Middle of Hilchas Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Aleph, middle of Halachas of what do you let it go with to Rishus Rabim on Shabbos and what's forbidden on the top of Payment Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin, Chigir, someone that's lame. Jain Yochel Elech B'Lei Makel, he cannot go without a stick. Motul Elech B'Lei Zalara, go with it, I feel like in the Kasha, but even if it's not tied to him. Aval Amev Shal Lelech Zulas, but if it's possible for him to go without it, then Daf Pei. And he's only taking it to support himself, to strengthen himself. Also, it's forbidden. Says Rama, a sick person that stood up from his illness. Kichigir has the same halacha like a lame person. Says Rikech. Says Mishpura Sivkad Samach Gimel. So a lame person that cannot go below makil without a stick. So mutri is allowed to go with it, even if it's not tied on him. The kibin the in the ocho lelech klo below makil, since he can't go at all without a stick. How about the kibin the day? Interesting. The walking stick is like his shoe. Just like a shoe is not considered a problem but carrying, so too is his walking stick because he can't go without it. But it's possible for him to go without it. And the chin zaken, so to an elderly person, at home, he walks without a stick. When he goes outside, he leans on the stick. Because of the weakening of his strength. He only takes it to strengthen himself. Even though his body shakes, also it's forbidden. It's like a master because the stick by him is like a load. Even the base of the makla, since at home he goes without a stick. But we got so old, he can't go without his walking stick. Then mutter, then there would be permitted. But in this case, he only takes it only to strengthen himself. Then it's us. If a person is going in a place that is concerned that he's going to fall, because it rained. And it's slanty. It's on an incline. Or he's going in the winter on frozen water. Current ice. Yeah, by the path. He's afraid he might fall. Then it's also prepared for him to go out with a stick. Then he is similar to a lame. That's king because of the Taz. That's how the Taz writes. Rabbi writes on that. That his words are not necessarily. And begam ba'oyd achrayin reisi. Also, in other achrayin I saw shadaitim shein lahat b'zeh. Their opinion is not to permit in such a case. Rakam makom shesh erev, only place where there's an erev which allows you to carry. Which the Sharatzin Oiz Ayin brings this from the Chuvas Gur Aryeh. And also, Prima Gadim asks on the proof of the Taz in the case of Lekatev of taking the package and shouldering it. That there it's permitted where you're afraid. There is on yomtiv. It's only because of zilus of disgrace. Which is not the case on Shabbos, where there's an Isra of Masay of carrying the load, we would be known to be lenient because he's afraid. And this to the answer is that over here is only an Isra because he's going to come to carry. That's not true. Like I brought in the Bialocha, and the Maskal Aval, and the Azruah. And also the Gorin of Yusuf Shaul, and the Sagoy writes that the Kavanah of the Taz itself is to permit, is only Dafka in the Erev itself. So therefore, it says the Mishabura, not to permit out of the Erev. Sivkan Samavav. So therefore, if it's just to strengthen us, it's forbidden. Bafulu Makal Tefres, and it's a beautiful stick. Shanois lechavid, where he's carrying the stick as a sign of honor, also it's forbidden. Even though it's an ornament, lehuter least a takshbiyad. It doesn't permit you to carry a takshin in your hand. Shartin isayin alf brings that to the market. Varm writes in the Chay Adam Tveres Yisrael Odachrin. Says even though I saw in the Shari Shuba that he brings nim lady Behuda Nosan El Yaba, that even if it's not a takshin, it's permitted in the Arab, and we don't say it's zelus in the Shabbos and the Bechias and the Raz, but explicitly that even in the Erev, it would be a disgrace, and therefore, most definitely, it's appropriate to conduct yourself like the Chay Adam, that at least it should have some necessity at in some level. Says Mishra further, therefore, what this conduct that the dignitaries have, lots of them should be Adam to go out with the stick in their hand, lots of them Shabbos, chutz le'erev, it's forbidden to go out with it on Shabbos, out of the Erev, but in the Erev, it's permitted, in the next covenant, if he's carrying it for honor, or there is somewhat of a need. Lights are klal, but without a need at all, it can zilus the Shabbos. Then it's actually a disgrace to Shabbos. Which actually, that was the Sharat Sin of Ayin Gimel that we just read regarding zilusa. The previous one was Ayin Aleph, that's from Magen Avraham. And even though the Eli Rabba throws a nail in the proof of the Magen Avraham, he's inclined that you should say that since regarding this, it's a derech betavshet like this, carrying your hand, then it actually would be permitted to carry the walking stick. However, it says the Sharat Sin, very difficult to be lean regarding this. First of all, because Menachem quote the words of Magen Avraham. Moreover, regarding this, the stick is made for a takshit and lishdamish, like the Magen Avraham writes. And on that, Eli Rabba did not respond to anything at all. So therefore, again, on the previous Sharatzin, that means to say that you would not be able to carry it in your hand. They would not give you a hat, even though it's a takshin. Simkat and Samach Zayin. The Rama said that a sick person that got it from his illness has a locha like a lame person. That is the Tola Gamkin. It also depends. If he could go without a stick, he would have the same heter. That's what he says when some tough kov chob pays. Sif Yud Ches. Suma Osaloi Lotzes Bemakal. A blind person forbidden him to go out with a stick. Says Mishbura, Simkat and Samach Ches. Haina, that is Chutzla Erev. That's out of the Erev, because Sharatzinois Ayin Dalet says he's not any less from what the Achrein permit. By all other people in the Erevim, there is somewhat of a need. But Tom, the reason is Mishabur, the Etzma Lechasai, that this whole idea of him going, he could go without a stick. He's only taking it to make his, that he walks in a straight line. For that, there's no heter. Sifri test, Mishu Aser, someone that's bound, Uchabalim, Pirish, Kain Taboiz Gedoilis, like large rings, Jersoigim Memoraglim, that they chain the feet, Beraglib on his feet, Mutulazbem, he's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. It's like a garment, which is the Sharat Sinai Sain. He says it's Magdram name in the Mordechai. And the sources for what they say in Shabbos and Megumon Beis, that Ba'asla and Kvalim, that is, they have chains between them. And even so, Nachai Bechatis in the Mishnah, it's only Isab Almu, because you might take it off and show it off. And here, obviously, that wouldn't be applicable, because this is not a beautification, as this all written in the Biagra. So the Sharat Sinai Lanis Daiti says, I don't understand, because over there, the chain is a utility of a person, which is a Tzarech Aguv, that their virginity shouldn't fall out, as Rashi explains over there. And therefore, it's not like a masa, which is not the case over here, because for him himself, he has no need for the chains at all. However, you could resolve this halacha, because since many achrin were seisim b'sham halacha, the reason that I wrote in Mishabur, it says maybe that's also like a bond of the Mordechai, which the Mishabur continues, he says, because the derech halachasi, okay, that's the norm for a person that would go like that. But tell him, look at my goof, and therefore they're secondary to the body, that he's dressed in. And I can turn, they might fall off from his leg and come to carry it in the stomach, because you can presume, given the husband, since he's tied with them, they're very strong on his feet, and they're not going to fall. What is that? It's like a donkey. That the jokers, the comedians make, it looks like you're riding on the donkey, but nice if he's really carrying it. Little goes with his feet, some type of getup. A little bit sharim and not with sharim. What's that? They made some gavim. Those are tall wood. Sheyesh ben moishav lekaf regel. That there's a seat for the sole of the foot. Balchem b'hem batit, and you go with it on the mud. A little bit prami. What's that? Vim come in two those parts of. It's like a type of a mask. You know, it's malapam. They put on the face. Lahavchad atenek is to scare the little children. The mishmur and dibe maskel and simkan ayin says ein yitzim ankemetin. So he said you can't go out with this like, you know, donkey that these like jokers ride on. It says, "B'chol zatam, all these that we explain here in this sieve, the reason is they're not clothing. These are masks. These are different things, toys." Because I was the bechem kav hakiteh on this cloud, and so too if like this this block of the amputee we mentioned before. Potter exam initially hitzikadech matzino. My sieve didn't carry it out the way it's normally carried out with the sharatzin ois aites. He says that's how. The Achreinim, the Shulchan Tishritim, the people that I explain. Now, the truth is, Kavikiteya, according to what the Gemara Yuma Ayin Chesma Bez comes out, that according to Abba Tishu, anyways, you put the Kavikiteya, it just sounds like that the Rambam holds, like the place that holds the Gemara Yuma and Shabbos above, the Minishal Eitz, a wooden shoe is not a minil, is not a shoe. The Be'er Halacha, in, like we said, a lame person, Shein Yochel Lelch B'Lemakla, they cannot go without a stick. Now, if there's a nail at the tip of the stick, which makes a hole as you're walking. It's psik resh loy nichle. Tzarachin says to be alach, have you allowed to go with it? Look over there in the Mishpat, says, oh, there's an incline to permit regarding this. There must have an epshle b'chulu, but if it's possible to go out to stick it, then it's forbidden. So look at Mishpat, have cut in Samachdal, the reason that it's katakamasa. According to this, there's isa de reis, so when you go in like that in Trisarab. So look at Primogodin, that he also wants to see in the beginning that it's like a masa. Then afterwards he brings that it's obvious from the Lubush, that's only because of Gezer, because he might come to carry the Lamas and Trisarab, that is without support. It sounds like that he holds them. I mean, the reisa, it's not a masa in all situations because the old person leans on it. Now, if you look at Shabbos Samachbab in the Maskana, you see explicitly that Rabbah holds that a stick of these old people is not made for support, and it's worse than this Kavim Tikitea that has at least a receptacle for the rags, which has Tumim Midras because it supports on it. He supports himself on it at times, and therefore it's Tar for Midras because it's only to help him, you know, walk straight. And the Mordechai brings it as a right for Zalacha from this Braisa. The stick of the elders. He says, afterwards I found Rabbeinu Rucham, that's obvious that he holds regarding this, that there's no, it doesn't have a name of a shoe and a takshit on this makal, and that's explicitly that it's like a masri.
Some of the dirshu, dirshu number 49. Even someone that could go without the assistance of a walking stick, small distances. Now he wants to go at a great distance, but he can't really do that without a stick. So Tripasugi's Mesha writes that he could go out with a Trishas Ram, because they didn't make it forbidden to go with a stick or something similar to that, only if he could go that walking, that because that he's going out without the assistance of a stick. Dish number 50, if someone could go with these kavayim, these types of shoes, and now he's going out, I mean like wheels, like this, there's some type of assistance, and now he's going out with a stick, so true is that Yigis Mezra that his halacha is like someone who cannot go out at all, and he's allowed to go out with a stick, because at the end of the day, he can't go out without a stick, or these kavayim, so Mela is permitted for him to utilize a stick now, like a shoe. And for this reason, he adds on that it's permitted for him, for someone that needs these kavayim or a stick, and kavachemim, for someone who cannot go out at all, also to go out to Tereshas Ram with a kisi galgal, with a wheelchair. Since he's not masukut to go, he can't really go without this kavayim or a stick. So it's considered like as if the wheelchair is his shoes, and that's written in Shubas Elitzin. Other hand, Shubas Hartzvi wonders, he can't compare the cases, because a lame person is going with a stick, he's going himself through the stick, so then you have to consider the stick like his shoe, which is not the case by a lame person that's sitting in the wheelchair, that he can't go himself through the chair. He's just moving himself from place to place without walking. So if that's the case, why would you consider the chair as his shoes? Tripas Rav Pa'olim, Tripas Mechaz Yitzchak, they write L'chayra, you have to say that the wheelchair is considered secondary to the person's body. And it comes in the Tripas Rav Pa'olim that, however, not to permit to go out with this chair, only in the place that's not a full-fledged Jewish Rosh Ram, and only Torah Mitzvah, or for someone that the community needs. Tripas Mechaz Yitzchak writes that to be in doubt if the chair is really secondary to his body, and he comes out with Rosh Ram Gemura, then the lame person should not move the wheelchair himself. He should ask a non-Jew to do it together with him, and only Torah Mitzvah, and only in a situation that the non-Jew and the lame person can move the chair, each one independently. In such a situation, there's no tzad of Issa Taira, because you consider like Shanaim Sha'asu, and that's also been the Rosh Hamazaman. Now, for a different Jew, for sure it's forbidden to take the lame person in his wheelchair, just like it's rabbinically forbidden to carry any person who's around, which we discuss later in Shin Ches, Sivkot, and Kofnan Dalet. Now, a person that's not really Masukah to go, you could say that even it would be Issa Dairaisa by carrying, because then you don't have the heter of Chayinus Atzman that he could carry himself. Dish number 51, just that we don't say that since for a lame person, his stick is considered a shoe, so you should consider the stick like a shoe also for someone that's only leaning on it a little bit, because we say this similar svara but with a sakiri and chamila, that they're a garment for a shepherd that's brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, Sif Chafal, Mishbro, but the Sif Chafal and Ayin Beis, because of that, considered also Lavush for everyone else. So Yashua explains that since the oifen of utilizing this lame person with the stick is very fundamentally different from the utility of someone that's only leaning on a little bit, you cannot say that it's considered like the stick is like to the lame person as a shoe. It should be considered as a shoe for someone leaning a little bit, because each one is utilizing in a different way. Dish number 52, to go out to the street with a hearing aid, which is carried on the body or in a pocket, the Tshuva Mechaz Yitzchak writes that if it's possible to go out without it, it's a load and there's an Issa D'Oraisa, but if you cannot go out without it because of the fear of a kid doesn't hear anything or something similar to that, and if the instrument is attached to his body in a way that it cannot fall, it's permitted to go out with it. He adds on that you have to have a lot of analysis regarding this. If in truth, he cannot go out without the instrument, and for this reason he writes, the Lamaisa one should be stringent regarding this, and that's the opinion of Tzipias Lefrank, not to compare the hearing aid to a stick, because since a stick helps with the actual walking like a shoe, which is not the case by a hearing aid, which does not help the actual walking, it just removes the fear of falling. Now regarding the actual utility of such instrument at all on Shabbos, so we'll discuss later on Simon Shin Lam Tchesev Kon Dalet. Now to go out with an instrument that's comprised on the hands of the glasses, so he's inclined to permit it, that even if he could go out without it, since the instrument is considered as part of the glasses, and since permitted to go out with glasses, like we're on Sivkot Mem Dalet, so it's permitted also to go out with that instrument that's secondary to it. That's right, so also in the name of Tzipi Safrang and the Panovich are going. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds, it's not logical that an instrument that's found on the glasses should be secondary to the glasses, whether because the string and the earpieces that come out from it are not part of the glasses, and whether because of instruments considered more significant than glass themselves. He adds on over there that, however, one could permit to go out even an instrument that's carried on the body, even when he could go without it, because since you have to consider the hearing instrument like an amulet that heals the body, Shulchan Aruch paskins later on that he's allowed to go out with that. However, at the end of his words, he's not sure about this. He also writes elsewhere that for someone that doesn't hear at all, you can permit to go out with this instrument because such an instrument of hearing is considered like the ears of the deaf person, and just like the stick is considered like the legs of the lame person. Addition number 53, someone could go without a stick, but when he goes up steps or when he goes on the incline, he needs a stick. And this girl told that from these words of Mishnah Brura that says that the EF shalalech klabli makal then is mutter, you could learn that it's forbidden for him to go out with a stick because he's not considered like in yochalech as a klab that he cannot go at all. Shlomo Zalman is not sure. For someone who needs a stick only in distinct places, like steps or something like that, and it's known that in this path he's going to have to pass those places if he could go out with a stick or not. Addition number 54, even someone who could go by foot without the assistance of a stick, it's just on some medical element it's going to harm him. And this girl told us it's considered like someone who cannot go without a stick at all, and it's permitted for him to go out with a stick. Now, even someone that's permitted for him to go out with a stick, but right now he's going to Shlomo Zalman, he's leaning on someone else, and this girl told us that as long as he's leaning on that other person, for him to go out with that stick. Dirshu 55, regarding a blind person that's going with a seeing dog. Shlomo Zalman holds that even though living creatures are considered muktzah on Shabbos, the burden of Shechanarach later on, Simshon Ches, however, Kelab Nechia is permitted to move because it's designated and it's ready for this. He's just not sure if the chain that's holding the blind person on the dog, if that's designated for the utility of the blind person, that's considered as a load or not. I mean, the leash. Look at Shabbos Ixmaisha, that it's permitted for the blind person to go to a shul with his dog on Shabbos Yom Tov. Look at the Tila David. This is number 56. If the person does not recognize at all the place that he's going without the assistance of a stick, he's struggling to fall. Achashochan writes, and that's how it also appears the opinion that Terzikainim that's permitted for him to go out with a stick. Another, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa brings that the Meiri is not sure about this, and he writes Alocha Tzorch Sheilas Chacham. This number 57 that Mishra wrote that that's his derech halicha and their bottle to the guf. For this reason, someone that needs some type of dialysis or some type of infusion. And for that, the doctors keep a string that's attached, a needle that's attached at all times to his body. And this girl's holes is permitted for him to go out with that machel on Shabbos because it's secondary to the body. And we spoke about this in Siv Cotton Memches.